up in serviettes. You rip it up, I'll take your bet. Small wonder colors never seen. Oh, your eyes are green. This is the Real Side B on the Pete Jones Radio Show. Radio Reverb Brighton, 97.2 FM.
We're going to chat all things Jimmy Bolido now. There's a D in that name, in that word. I just said B. I love your name, Jimmy Bolido. You're so welcome. How are you?
Okay? Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks very much for having me.
Have you been very busy today?
I have, yeah, just running around. I've got an old camper van that keeps on playing up.
Really?
But we managed to chug it down here.
What?
And
you could have reversed in and sort of crashed through the glass and created a bigger studio. That's what you could have done. So where have you dumped this said vehicle, this Scooby Doo?
Oh, it's just in the road behind. It's trying to find some parking as well. It's what Brighton's notorious for, isn't it? Parking.
Notorious. But, that's what it is.
But yeah, we've just been in rehearsals. We've got a few gigs coming up and some other bits. So we're just deep in rehearsals.
Will you tell us about the gigs? What are they?
Yeah, so I've got my I've got an album coming out in March, self-release album. Been working very hard on over at Audio Beach Studios.
Audio Beach, I've heard of them.
Coleman, a brilliant producer.
Yes, who is sponsoring this show.
Oh, there we go.
You see, there's wheels within wheels, I tell you. He says of you, well, I can't tell you all the things he says of you, of course, but most of them are pretty good. He says, say hi to Jimmy for me when he gets there. He's back in at Audio Beach tomorrow, wrapping up on his upcoming album.
I am. I'll be on time, I promise.
Yeah, but did you hear that, Forbes? He's probably working already, isn't he? He's probably got 6 o'clock in. I know what Forbes is like. He doesn't stop, does he?
Hopefully
he
mixing.
Stop. We've got Charlie here, or Chan, if you will. He's on some said ridiculously talented looking beast of a camera there. He's videoing, he's snapping, he's shooting. We've also got Scarlett and George. I'm going to say Georgia.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that good?
That's good for me.
There you go. George is on Bailey duty and backing vocals, BVs, if you will. A message in already from Forbes, so Mike, we better behave. He is listening. Okay. Seriously, Scarlett, stop doing whatever you're doing. Stop it. He says, F yeah, the boys.
Yeah.
I'm glad that means F something to somebody. That's like Deezer talk. That's what that is. In joke. And he says 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Oh. You see, that's we're community radio.
So can we go 11?
You thought it was
11? No. No, you cannot. It is 10 a.m. or that's it.
Right.
That is the point. Anyone else want to use us to send messages to people? Do. It is text us on 07909 547 336 or through the Pete Jones Show Facebook page, of course. Now, Chaz, get busy. Come on, stop messing around. He's on the floor with Bailey the dog. It's ridiculous. Bailey the dog, if you do not know, is a wolf in sheep's clothing and rather loving the attention. So, tell us again, Forbes, about the gigs. Forbes, oh my, like Jimmy, about the gigs that you've got.
Yeah, so we've got some gigs coming up. The first one is at the Hope and Ruin on the 8th of Feb, so this Saturday.
That's a good thing.
You can get your tickets. We've got a great night of Brighton musicians, and it's only £8, and it's at the Hope and Ruin, so get yourself down there.
£8? That's not even two pints.
That's true.
Very true. Don't you know what I'm saying?
Getting on for a pint soon, isn't it?
Do you, well, oh my God, at the Hope and Ruin, maybe. Do you know who else is playing alongside you?
Yeah, we've got Meg Lawrenson.
Oh, yes.
Yes, up-and-coming artist, really good. And Sammy Layton. Yeah, awesome.
Sammy female, Sammy male?
Male, yeah. Young male soul vocalist. Sort of, I'll compare him a little bit to Sam Smith, sort of that vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Big old vocals. So, a night of mellow music up to a point, and then we're going to come on and bring the soul.
Well, do you want to play a live track for us now?
Yeah.
Would that be all right? Or is this keyboard here just to keep the room a little bit warmer?
No, it's too heavy for that. Yeah.
Yeah, you and your Roland, I tell you. Yeah. What are you going to play for us?
So this is a track we don't really get to play that often, really. It's quite a mellow one called Irene. And it's just an image-based sort of nice songwriter tune that's going to be on the album.
It's called Irene.
Irene.
What is the name of the album, or does it not have one yet?
Yeah, no, the album's called Custard Views.
Custard Views? Come on. I love a bit of custard. All I can think of now is custard, to be honest. But Custard Views. Okay, any reason?
Yeah, well, my dad passed, sadly, about a year ago. But it was sort of our name for it. We live just by the South Downs, on the other side of the South Downs from here, actually, over in Storrington Way. And now one day we're out on a... We won a hot air balloon ride on an auction, and we're both terrified of heights. Anyway, we won it, and we were like, all right, we're going to go on it. So we went on it. I was about 10, and we're both just bricking it there, like trying to enjoy it. Anyway, we're looking over the views, trying to say something profound. And he went like that. He said, "Oh, James, he's Northerner. James, oh, that's a blooming custard view, that is." I was like, "Hey, what a weird thing to say. What do you
it's
mean by that?
It's a cracking phrase."
Yeah, I was like, "What do you mean by that?" And he's like, "Oh, well, when a view's so good, you just want to pour custard all over it and eat it."
Beautiful. So, I'm with him. Yeah. I'm with him. What was
Ever since then, I was just like, "Yeah, Dad, you want to go out for a custard view? Take the dog out."
Beautiful. It's like that saying, is so lovely. What was his name? Yeah.
Colin.
Colin. See, this is the whole thing. Colin, gorgeous. You're looking down, smiling your chops off and laughing at us. Custard views, please. Take this tune away. Guys, we got Jimmy Bleeder playing live.
Do you want an orange or a berry supreme? She replied, surprised me as she rolled down her sleeves. She had a moody Bichon on the end of her lead, and every fella's go looking enviously. He said, "I know that girl, Irene, but she only ever says the things you say you really mean, and that really matters to me, 'cause I only ever hear her singing in my dreams." Ooh, oh, oh, so tell me, ooh, you tell me about that Irene, tell me about that Irene. Tell me about that Irene, tell me about that Irene. Got Elvis in her pocket as she walked down the street, daydreaming, sipping on a berry supreme, smiling at the same guy, perfect white teeth. It's a very typical day at the beach. He said, "I know that girl, Irene, but she only sees the bits of me I wish she didn't see, and that really matters to me, 'cause I only ever see you dancing in my dreams." Ooh, oh, oh, I know, so tell me, ooh, you tell me about that Irene, tell me about that Irene. You tell me about that Irene, tell me about that Irene. She sat down, her high tops hurting her feet. A message in a bottle washed up by her feet. There's a picture of a man shaking hands with the sea. He looked as happy as a man could be. He said, "I know you, girl, Irene. Your father sent me here to make a deal with the sea, and it really matters to him. So I put the waves into the water so you would notice me.
That is awesome. Are you kidding? What the heck fire is that all about?
Yes,
that is smashed it. Yeah. Oh, we've got to do that. Do that live and it'll be sound brilliant, I tell you. That is fantastic. You've got a lot of explaining to do. Where did you find these two angels? That was beautiful. Oh. Scarlett and Georgia sounding stunning over here.
Yeah, it took a while. Yeah, Scarlett's been floating around the scene for a while now.
Yes.
And
What scene, Scarlett, have you been floating around? I mean, because we need details on this. What's going on? How did you find this guy?
He found me.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's not here. Yeah.
Tell us about your stuff, man. Scarlett's doing loads down in Brighton.
What are you doing, loads? What are you doing?
Lots of session work, yes, and as well as some solo stuff too.
Very good, very good. We've got squeaky mics if you're listening and you're wondering what the heck's going on. But that's the part of reverb. If it wasn't a squeaky mic, you wouldn't know where you were listening, I tell you. And Georgia, where have you sort of
Well, I'm originally from Birmingham.
Yes.
And
now wrong with that.
I met Jimmy on The Voice.
You met Jimmy on The Voice, you see. So how was that experience? Was that ridiculous?
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
Yeah, what was The Voice like for you, Jimmy? were they nice?
Well, no, they were. They were lovely. To be honest, I had a lot of family stuff happen when I was in it. Some crazy times that you probably shouldn't want to share on a show like that, but just happened to be a part of it. And no, they looked after me phenomenally, very, very well. Can't talk any highly of them.
That
but
is
it's just,
a lovely
just
thing.
A crazy thing to go through, really, but you know, they held my hand all the way through it. So
I wouldn't say there's ever a good time to go through any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But when you're that on another high and on another roll, with all that anxiety and stress and adrenaline going, it must have been a crazy, crazy time.
Yeah, it was super tough. It was like, I don't know, I was thankful to have the show looking back because I had this massive ray of hope that was happening in my life. And like, when everything's going good, like, it's hard for stuff to bring you down. And I think for a long time, I was just sort of dealing with the trauma of it.
Yeah.
But then just the intense sort of talking about it, because you have to, for people to understand the situation.
Yeah.
And for people to understand your mindset, because you can't come across, I don't know how to explain it. It's very hard when people are grilling you about it and something that's only just happened. So you haven't really
processed.
How do I talk about missing
all.
Someone? I haven't learned to miss him yet. I just know that I went through this horrible thing and he's gone now. And like,
yeah.
So it's really, really tough. But, you know.
I remember hearing David Gray. Do you remember David Gray, singer-songwriter? Do you remember David?
Yeah.
I remember him saying it took him until his fourth album to make it, 10 years of work. And just as his fourth album was coming out, he seriously hadn't made it up until this point. No one had heard of him. And he lost his father. And he couldn't quite work out that year for him was that album just went ballistic. And all the time he kept thinking, my dad, because his dad was at every gig, you know, it's one of those 10 years of. And, you know, he was saying it was incredible and amazing, but also just weird, just so odd to be so suddenly in the limelight and having this other thing. So I think you've done brilliantly, amazingly well.
No, cheers.
Georgia, what was The Voice like for you? Was it crazy?
Yeah, pretty much. I've never really done anything like that. So
what did you have to do?
Sing.
Well, yeah, I know. But I mean, was it apart from that? I mean,
well, pretty much. You just had to kind of find out what kind of artist I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So it was a process of doing that and trying to find myself.
What kind of artist do you want to be?
Well, I love jazz, so
there you go.
Yeah, but it was kind of trying to make that more like modern. So during The Voice, we took a few songs, modern songs, and like put a twist of jazz on there. So it was still authentically me.
But what about the TV angle of it? Because I mean, all this is kind of visual as well as singing, which is
definitely
quite a deep end.
Well, I've always like done musical theatre, so performing's been pretty much like easy for me to do. But you have to kind of block out the cameras and just focus on being in the moment and
but that trying to do that. That takes a certain thing as well, doesn't it? Because it's like, it's there. It's there. You're in a TV studio. It's there. Guys, should we play a track that I've got here? Tell me about this track. What are we going to play?
Yeah, this is Perfume. This is one of the... If you come to see a gig, you'll see that I'm joined by a fantastic 6, 7, 8-piece soul band. So we've got singers, horn players.
Fantastic. At the Hope and Ruin, that's going to be the case?
Yeah, packed out. And some phenomenal session musicians who come up all out of Brighton. And yeah, this is one of those songs that just shows the full arrangement, and it's just a feel-good, grovelling love song.
And strangely enough, from the beautiful studios that Forbes works so hard in, Audio Beach, which is in Hove, it is in, what's the address? It's down one of the Muses, isn't it? Lansdowne Muse, that's
Muse,
the one.
Big up.
Go to Audio Beach, you'll find them all over the place. They are brilliant. And this is the kind of sound they produce. I know, it's ridiculous. Crazy. Already I like it.
I'm not always right, probably wrong most of the time, yeah, okay. I know I'm sorry, I promise to fix it. Now hold tight, so watch my chops. You're my rock, a 5-course dinner when you return from the shops. From yours truly, let's get groovy, baby. You're my top of the pop, so I can't fix that.
You can't fix that, baby.
She gonna kill me when she saw home. I can't fix that.
You can't fix that.
She's gonna kill me when she's home, so I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all day to smell the perfume I gave ya. Cause I thought it was nice and it made you feel
fancy.
I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all day to smell the perfume I gave ya. Cause I thought it was nice and it made you feel like gold, gold, gold. Yeah, it made you feel like gold, gold, gold. Yeah, it made you feel like feel like gold, gold, gold. Yeah, I booked us some flights. Got you the seat you always like. Next to the window, hot cup of cocoa, baby, waving and goodbye. We're going to Paris to set free. Dance all night in the Bois de Nuit. Sweet and easy, nice and calm. You're my only aujourd'hui. I didn't book that. She's gonna kill me when she's home. I didn't book that. She's gonna kill me when she's home. So I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all day to smell the perfume I gave ya. Cause I thought it was nice and it made you feel. I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all day to smell the perfume I gave ya. Cause I thought it was nice and it made you feel like gold. Yeah, it made you feel like gold, gold, gold. Yeah, it made you feel like gold, gold, gold. Yeah, it made you feel like gold, gold, gold. I've made my mistakes, but you're not over it. Oh, I bought you lovely things, but you ain't buying it. Maybe this ain't the way.
I've been waiting all day.
hey, he's good. Who's that? He was good. That is Jimmy Bolido with me trashing it. A beautiful song called Perfume, I think. It's just disappeared. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. I got it. Thank you.
I gotta remember these sort of things. Jimmy, thanks so much for coming by. Thanks, too, obviously, to Scarlett and Georgia for honestly sounding beautiful. Incredible. And any solo stuff that you guys do, please let us know, obviously. Jimmy, do you want to come back with a bigger band?
Yeah, definitely.
Or anything, 100%. Whenever the album comes out.
100%.
Let's use that as a hook. Now you know where we are. It'll be warmer then anyway. It'll be tropical.
Oh, we
might even have Bailey with us. I know. I know. I'm just trying to think of ways to bring you back. That's why Bailey is here. Thanks, guys, so much for coming in. You've been absolutely brilliant. And enjoy tomorrow, of course.
Cheers. Thanks
awesome.
Very much. Awesome.
Pleasure.
Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.